Well, Lauren Sandler wrote the cover story for Time magazine that's getting a lot of attention. Having It All Without Having Children is the name of the article. As I mentioned, the birth rate in this country is the lowest in history. Seriously, the lowest in recorded history. We are not making children at a rate high enough even to replace ourselves. Yet at the same time, there's been all these fertility advancements. So what's behind it, this trend of people, primarily women, making the decision firmly to go through life without kids? Lauren, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
So you explore some of the reasons, you know, behind the trend and so forth, and we'll get to that. But what made you look at the subject at all?
Yeah, it's funny. I have a lot of friends who have chosen not to have children, and I am someone who has chosen to stop at one. I recently wrote a book about this called One and Only, and the impetus for that book was the same thing that was the impetus for this article, which is that if you don't have two kids, the stigma that surrounds you, the social judgment that you get for being selfish, for being a non-nurturing person, for not contributing to society is really similar. And so, you know, I've been really interested in the blowback I've gotten personally and the blowback I have seen friends get, and it just really feels like this is something worth talking about, because we tell people that they can do whatever they want with their lives, and we don't mean it. And when I say people, I mean women.
Women, right.
And so that's another part of this is, you know, it's a totally different conversation for women who are currently so instrumental in our economic welfare and how this country is actually moving forward, that it feels like we have a lot of really confusing messages, and this is something that we're not teasing out.
All right. Now, Lauren, in the interest of full disclosure, I let the listeners know, I'll let you know, I am one of these women. I decided at 16 I didn't want kids, and I've just never felt differently. And now I'm 50 years old. And it is interesting how people make assumptions about that decision, why you must have made that decision. And people assume it's anything from you're too career-oriented, or you grew up in an abused family, or you waited too long and now your chance was taken away from you, or the big issue is people assume you're selfish. I'm not sure the selfish thing isn't true, though. What do you say to the selfish issue?
Well, first, I want to say congratulations to finally getting to the point in your life where they're not going to say you'll change your mind.
Well, yes. That's true. My ex-mother-in-law used to say that.
This is a topic that came up a lot around the only child question as well. And I kind of have the same answer for this one, which is if we say living the life that you want is selfish, if we say that preserving time and energy to be a more engaged citizen, to be more present in your adult relationships, to be committed to your work, which is essential in our country, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we call that selfish, then fine.
Well, it does. I have to say,
there's nothing wrong with selfishness. I just have a problem with the term. I mean, I go in my book, I talk about how I think that to be a good mother, you have to be a happy person. And mm-hmm. therefore the notion that, you know, that you're a bad mother if you're selfish is a problem. It's the same thing if you don't have a kid. I mean, to be a good member of society, you can't be someone who is miserable, strung out, feeling like you're living a life that you didn't choose for yourself. I mean, I think that as hard as it is to not have a kid when you really want one, which is something that a lot of people face, it's also really hard to have a kid when you don't want one. And in this culture, you usually have more than one kid.
Mm.
And, you know, we are parenting more hours than ever before. Even when women were stay-at-home mothers, they did not dedicate as many hours to parenting as we do.
Well,
$50 billion industry. It's like, okay, if you don't want to participate in this, especially in our sunk economy, why on earth would you? Why is it selfish not to?
Well, I'll tell you what, you mentioned this briefly in your article in Time magazine, but you refer to it as the rise of attachment parenting. That parenting today, you are as a parent expected to be so involved with your kid's life
mm-hmm.
that it's exhausting,
yeah.
right? And so that could be also this trend in attachment parenting turning some people off, because the prospect of parenting just looks, you know, completely debilitating and fatiguing.
Right. And the notion is that if you're not going to go in all the way, then you're going to do a bad job and you're going to screw up your kid. And so it's like you either have to opt out of your own adulthood to opt into motherhood, or you say, forget it, I'm not doing it. And I think that for most people, it actually lies somewhere in the middle. I think that, you know, there have been some interesting studies that unfortunately didn't make it into the story about why people want to have children, about the combination of biology and culture that leads you there.
Can there be selfish reasons to want to have children?
Sure. I think that anyone who at least has their first child has it for selfish reasons. People who are polled about why they had their first kid always say that it's for themselves. Most people say that their second child is for the benefit of their first child. So that might, you might be able to say, oh, the larger your family, the less selfish you are based on that. But people don't want to have children for reasons outside of themselves usually.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we equate motherhood with nurturing so much that I think that there's this story that we tell that women are missing something, that they have a loss, that they, you know, as though part of their heart is simply absent if they don't have that drive for motherhood. But the fact is that some people want a lot of kids and some people don't, and most people lie in between. And increasingly in our culture, I think we start to feel a little bit more empowered to stand up for what we want despite the cultural messages. And so I think that people have always not wanted it, but now we're finally starting to stand up to that a bit.
Well, I think if you are one of the women, and I count myself among them, who decide not to have kids, people approach you as if you are deficient in some way, emotionally deficient or so forth. I'm not even ruling that out. I may be emotionally deficient in some way. How would I know? You know, I don't think that's, if you are, I don't think that's a justification to have, even more so that you shouldn't have children. I applaud yourself for knowing what you know about yourself, knowing your own limitations.
I guess, and I so respect your willingness to put yourself on the chopping block there, but I think that we have one notion of what women are supposed to be and what women are supposed to look like and what women are supposed to want. And something that doesn't conform to that then becomes deficient, right? And so if you don't have the same desires as what the culture tells you to feel, I mean, if you don't have that desire to have children, I'm sure that doesn't mean that it's not replaced with the desire to have something else, to have deeper romance or stronger adult friendships or consuming work or, you know, it's not. I think that this notion that there's a coldness, that there's an absence for people who don't have an incredible drive to have children is something
that
I have not found
true,
in
though?
Any of my reporting.
No,
I haven't found it anywhere.
You haven't.
You know, I haven't seen a single psychological study that could possibly support it. I know tons of women without children personally, and I have interviewed many, many, many more. And what I found was a group of engaged, loving women, who many of whom have incredible relationships with other people's children.
All right.
They
Lauren,
just don't want them themselves.
We're up against a break. Hang on here. We're coming back with you. 866-408-7669 is the decision to not have children for a woman, rational or selfish. Give me a call. My guest is Lauren Sandler. I'm Leslie Golden for Brian Kilmeade and Friends. We'll be right back.